sponsor of everyone, sponsor of everyone. Now your dreams have just begun. Everybody, welcome to the Hologram Radio Show. Today is Sunday, January 25th, 2015. Happy New Year. My name is Cheryl Catherine Smith.
And I am Ash Riot.
Ms. Riot and I are sad.
We're sad today.
We're feeling sadness because this is our final show with BBS Radio.
We can't
say enough about how much we've enjoyed being on the BBS Radio family.
So much.
For 4 years. It was 4 years. We celebrated our fourth anniversary January 16th of this month, obviously. And so we are doing a show especially to kind of wrap things up. We're calling it Hologram Loves You for this final broadcast with BBS Radio for now. We could be back. You never know.
We really hope so. That would be awesome.
You never know what life brings to you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Nope.
So why do we love them?
Oh, we could go on and on. If we had 3 hours clocked in for
I don't mean today. Don and Doug. They're fabulous. Oh. They're gracious. They're kind. They're generous. They're helpful. They're supportive.
Anyone who's
they're
listening.
They're genuine. They're authentic.
Who wants to do a radio show?
Yeah, do it,
do
with,
it with them.
Doug and,
never go with anyone
Doug
else.
And Don. But no, I'm saying we said we called the show.
Yeah.
This was your actually suggestion.
Okay.
Hologram Loves You. So I'm saying, why do we love them?
Oh, because of all the support, love, energy, amazingness. And just because love needs to be implemented into our everyday surroundings.
Exactly. Instead of just saying love is reserved only for romance.
We can love all of you.
Well, we can and we do. And we can love you without even knowing you because we know you.
And that is special, isn't it?
I don't know, is it?
It just is. And you know, we're so I was thinking about it, you know, the other day, even when we were talking to Don and Doug and just thinking how hilarious some of our shows have been. And sometimes I'm actually driving to and from work and stuff, and I'll start to giggle out loud because I'll remember something you said from a radio show that I can't even believe you said on the air, or something that I can't even believe that came out of my mouth that I feel.
Well, if we actually had the time to recap, it would take more than one show. But
yeah.
my thing that I remember the most of these past 4 years of you is, of course, the sewer
system
of love.
Yeah, I had said, and this I'm going to quote this for our very last show. We were talking about love in the different sects, S-E-C-T-S.
Not S-E-X.
Of
love.
Of love. And I, for somehow, I was just thinking intricately in my head, and I had this visual of love being this entire like sewer system, and there's so many different pipes, you know, and there's so many, they lead to different places, so there are so many pipes in the sewer system of love. I want all of you to remember that.
Not that
quote
love
me,
not
know?
That love is sewage.
No, but it kind of is sometimes. So,
well, maybe that's not love. I mean, there's a difference. When
no, it is. Sometimes you love someone and they just sewage all over you. So
well, they're not loving you back then.
Exactly. It's unrequited
they're,
sewage.
They're sewaging you.
Yeah, exactly.
We've just coined a term, folks.
Yeah, I sewage
the
you.
Opposite of love is sewage.
Yeah.
And not so, hatred, yeah. It's sewage.
That's hilarious. Yeah, we're so excited because we're going to be playing some songs for you tonight of different songs like from different projects that Cheryl and I have done. So we're going to play a couple Hologram songs, a few from my solo album as well, and Cheryl's. So
we're going to start with Hologram. We've picked these songs. Number one, we chose Spun Sun. Spun Sun is still one of my top songs that Hologram has done so far in terms of being recorded properly, like radio-friendly recordings, because I just love it. I just love Spun Sun. I love the dynamics. And we chose it for this particular radio program to be our intro.
Yeah, which is,
we chose
which is
to,
great.
Yeah, to just sort of to a bit of the chorus. But
so it reminds me of the radio show whenever
yes,
I hear it.
It reminds me not only of the radio show, but it's also, I just love that song. I love what it says. I love the message. And I love the energy in the song, the playing and the performance in it. So
we're going to play it for you today. Yeah. And we're going to just be talking to you. We encourage anyone to listen, call in.
Do what you want.
Do whatever you want.
You don't have to call in. We're gonna yammer for a while and play some music.
Yeah.
So anything. Starting with Spun Sun by Hologram.
From the spun sun of everyone, putting down the loaded gun, wandering still, my precious.
Spun Sun of Everyone by Hologram, our band. And
Spun Sun, not of everyone.
It's of everyone in brackets.
Okay. See, it's I'm in the band and I don't even know our own song names. That's just how
it
is.
Check it out on iTunes. It's Spun Sun Brackets of Everyone.
We are also going to be having, actually starting up a band camp soon, a new YouTube channel. So we have a lot of exciting things on the go.
Well, yeah, because as you know, life is something that unfolds. And I think one of the biggest things that any of us can have is adaptability and the ability to change and to allow change into our lives, because it never remains the same. And many of us find a lot of our suffering in trying to make things stay the way they are. And that's just not the way life goes. And I, you know, it's really great when you can roll with the punches. I wanted to talk about Spun Sun quickly. And I wanted to talk about what I've been thinking about. I never even talked to Ash about this prior to doing the show.
Nope.
But what I was wondering myself personally is, what would be our mission statement for this radio program? Because why did we do it? You know, we've done this program for 4 years. We did it as a band. We did it as individuals. And my question to you is, why did you do it? Because I know why I did it. And the reason why I personally thought Spun Sun would be a good choice for our radio show intro was because it says why, for me, why I did this show. And I want to, I'll say the lyrics, which I wrote. I'm the dealer now of peace, camouflaged, the righteous cease. Watch me bleed the blood of woe. And that's the pre-chorus, and it goes into Spun Sun of Everyone. And what I meant by that is, I just want this world to feel healed. That is my mission. And whatever, in whatever way I can do it, whether it's as a musician or as a reverend or as a person on the street who runs into somebody by accident, just wanting to be that person of peace. And my personal problem that I have with the world, one of them, I have many, as I'm sure everybody does. And one of my concerns, I'll say, I won't call it a problem, one of my concerns is how religion, because it's such a part of my background, has become so dark, and how people in the name of religion that's supposed to be from a place of light and love have done heinous things. And that's what I meant by that line, camouflaged, the righteous cease. And that is my hope. My hope is that people won't be doing heinous things in the name of religion, because to me, it's just an excuse for an indulgence of the darkest parts of themselves. And this sounds deep, and I'm getting deep, but that's because it's what I believe, it's my passion. And as a musician, it's not just religion. I'm not on the war against religion. I think religion is one of the problems that the world has today with regards to being unrighteous and claiming righteousness. And so that is one thing. I mean, you see how religion has been so harsh on so many different people, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
Even
that.
Women.
Yeah.
And being a woman is, you know, you're just kind of like, oh, wow, you know, I'm supposed to do this or be this. No, that's not love. And that's the bottom line, is it's about
that's
love.
Beautiful.
And so this is why, and to me, the whole idea of the Spun Sun of Everyone, when that came out, was we are all together weaving something here. We're creating mm-hmm. something. Sun is light. Sun mm-hmm. is, we could not live on this planet without the sun. So its essential nature is just intrinsic. And I feel very strongly that together we can create something. And that's why I said Spun Sun of Everyone. It's like we're creating something new. And that's my mission statement. This program has been about us being real, sharing what we go through, talking about, you know, things that most people wouldn't talk about.
And people can see that in the archives,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you can see what we've talked about. We've talked about all sorts of topics that most people avoid.
And on our website, too, we have a full list of our shows.
That's right. So you can always check out hollow-gram.com.
There's a few that I have left out.
Yeah. Yeah. So what about you, Ash? What is your mission? Why did you do the radio program, other than me saying, hey, let's do a radio show?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I was trying to think. It was mostly you, but I also really got excited about the opportunity. I mean, I'd done a lot of different, you know, let's say mediums of expression and art, and, you know, from putting out an album to playing lots of shows to doing writing and poetry and things like that. And I had not done a radio show yet. I mean, you know, it's, to me, it was almost like in the same kind of vein as making mixtapes, even though it's not, because I mean, it's not like we're mixing anything, but you know, I don't know. It's
the same. We're mixing ideas.
Yeah. So I just wanted to, I just wanted to put that out there, put ourselves out there and put ideals out there, because it's really exciting that once you start to kind of put yourself out there, that's when you sometimes find more of your tribe. You know, once you kind of let go and once you decide that it's okay to be vulnerable or it's okay to kind of just expose yourself a little bit, a lot of wonderful things happen when you expose yourself. And you know what I was going to say, actually, I was going to talk to you about this earlier, about doing a zine. Because I was just talking to Tash about her zine, like when she was, shout out to Tash, her amazing zine writer and one of my friends. And she has an amazing zine called Trauma, and she has another one called My Friend Goo, and her zine Trauma just floored the crap out of me, and I just thought, wow, like for her, yeah, Tash Wolf is her name, you should check out her zines, but to put yourself out there like that, like, that was insane. For me, when I see people completely abandon all reservation, mm-hmm. there is nothing more exciting to me than that. And I want to do that. I want to do that for people. I want to be like bearing it all. You know, even being a music teacher and stuff is the same way. Like I've had students come to me and tell me this is what they're going through and they have no one else to talk to. Well, when I can actually draw upon my own experiences, say, you're not crazy, I've actually done that. Mm-hmm. And that's the same reason why I want to do the radio show. I really like to indulge in absolute catharsis with a whole bunch of different people who have no idea about our innermost secrets or exactly. And to me, that's really cool because it's like, you know, so many people can be from so many different backgrounds and be united in so many different ways still. And I think that that's my mission statement for the radio show in so many words that are not organized.
I appreciate that. I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And you just said you hit the nail on the head with regards to how we actually can relate to each other. And I find that what truly brings out real mm-hmm. is when we are real. We can't bring out real if we're fake. Mm-hmm. And we give people permission to expose their own secrets, their own darkness, their own tragic pain when we expose ours. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're talking about with regards to, you know, some of the information that you're reading and you're going, holy crap, I want to share that much so that I can show mm-hmm. others that they're not alone either and help others to heal by sharing shared experiences.
Exactly. And sometimes the most wonderful healing therapy comes through humor too.
I think it's always through humor in the end.
And it can be about discussion. It can be about anything. But as soon as you can find some common ground of humor, no matter whatever shit's going on, it's easier to kind of deal with it. So
yeah. So there's a place for humor. Definitely. It's a humor is very healing. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to that place of complete exposure and feeling completely vulnerable, and humor helps you to kind of get. It's almost like an ease. Mm-hmm. It brings you, you know, you need to go to that depth, but you also need something to kind of take you out of it a little bit.
Exactly.
To ease it off, to sort of take the edge off. Because if you stay in it, that's where depression lives.
And a lot of times it's not even like having to put yourself out there directly. A lot of times it's as if healing or comfort or a common ground can just happen naturally. Because I was thinking about this again. See, I always think about things and then tell you as we're on the air. But I was thinking yesterday, actually, as I was driving again. No, it was the day before when I was driving. And I was thinking of this time that I was at the Cloverdale Flea Market and I was like 15 years old. Or was I? No, I was graduating. So I was probably about 17. And I had just found the CD. It just looked interesting to me. It was by a band called The Spent Idols, who are amazing. And I got to know the Mike Spent, who is the lead singer. But I mean, a California punk rock band, the CD ends up in a bin in Cloverdale,
BC.
And that CD completely rocked my entire world. Like that was it. That was it for a long time for me. And it took me, I really didn't feel like I was belonging, kind of, especially in grade 12. And you know, music-wise, too, I was just starting to perform, and I was starting to get out there, and I remember how important it was for me to find that CD. And as we were drawing, you know, a close on our radio show with BBS, I thought, I want to be that CD in a bin for someone else. I hope our radio show is that for someone.
That's what I feel too. I believe that our work, it's not always in the moment that we create it that mm-hmm. it is the most effective. There are so many artists that are no longer with us in the physical world that we're still touched by their work, whether it's a song
look
or
at
a
the,
painting.
Look at the new Kurt Cobain movie that's coming out.
Yes.
The intense energy around that.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, whatever we create, it's the intention is each of us as artists have individual intentions, what spurs us on mm-hmm. to creating. But ultimately, I'm the same way. I want whatever I do to bring some kind of hope, some kind of connection, some kind of understanding that whoever is listening or whoever is viewing a painting of mine, whatever, that they see that they're not alone or they have an appreciation for something within themselves.
And
that's beauty.
You can tell when art's that honest. Like Tasha's zines, like a CD, like our radio show, or whatever is truth and honest and hits you right
in the
gut,
heart.
That is it. That to me is exactly what.
Haven't you heard before, whatever comes from the heart goes to the heart?
Yeah, that's true.
And that is true. It's true in art as well. I also wanted to introduce our next song, which will be the hologram song. We're going to do the fusion because that also kind of wraps up what this band is about too. It's all about love and we're hoping that love will be the new revolution.
And I love this song. And I love that it seems like an anthem. To me, you know, it even when we were recording it, it seemed a little sappy
for
me.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's not at all what I'm used to writing.
Me too.
But we just let this flow. So check it out. We're going to play
the fusion.
The fusion, yeah, for sure.
Encompasses me beneath the stars above the sea. Enthralled, immersed, watching you, knowing I have a part in this too. Faithlessly watching, wait for dim eyes, severing my old earthly disguise. Enthralled, immersed, watching you, knowing we have a part in this too. World of illusion, so I honor all delusion. Be not baffled with exclusion. Bring all love in for the fusion. Watch the wind blow power out, stronger than what we were about. And to me, forgotten thieves pressed upon these autumn leaves. Angelic hosts be known to us, falling faster than we trust. Watch the circles born of light, speaking while we're all up all night. In a world of illusion, it serves us, yet we must come back to love.
For
the love revolution is within each and every one of us. A knowing, a higher understanding. We all embrace it. All we have to do is accept the love.
Yeah. And that was Holograms.
The Fusion.
Without any brackets.
Without any, yeah. Yeah, I love the kind of, it. That song to me feels like the end of a movie.
Definitely. It's anthemic. Yes. I also was thinking that our songwriting style is quite a bit different now. And the stuff that we're working on now is, how would you describe the music that we're...
I say we're 90s alternative.
There
living,
we go.
Living in the 2010s.
Now, of course, the two songs that we played for you were influenced by my ex, who is Kevin Swain, and he was a part of our beginnings of the band, and he was also in it for a short time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, his influence is in the songs, and I'm not taking anything away from him because he is a musician. He's a good musician. He's a good, you know, he's a good producer in Yeah. And it's just that, of course, it's going to be a little bit different because mm-hmm. the more, when you have people working together, it doesn't matter who you're working with, but you're always going to have something.
A piece of them.
Yeah. A piece of them in the music. And that's, and that now that we're just working together, we're basically, Hologram now is a duo.
Yeah.
And,
we're just keeping it pretty simple right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Keeping it really simple. And we're sometimes a trio.
Sometimes,
but mostly a duo. And yeah, so we're kind of just going in a, I don't know, is it raw? Is it, it's probably a little bit raw.
I think everything we're doing, whether musically or whatever, we're kind of doing a whole bunch of raw stuff.
It's a little more angry, but also freeing. I don't know how.
I like it because it's almost like we're going back to my roots.
Yeah, there we go. See, because, you know, it's interesting when you have, when you work together as a team, you're bringing all your flavors together. And oftentimes you kind of, I found what I did is I would give up certain things, you know, because you're part of a committee as opposed to, you know, you're not a solo artist saying, this is exactly how I want it. You know, you're not getting in the way. Just do what I say, right? You're not Lenny Kravitz who, when he does an album, he plays everything mm-hmm. and does everything. He's basically making it very much, this is Lenny Kravitz. This is who I am. This is what I want to say. And when you're working with other individuals, it's not so much that. Mm-hmm. Someone gives something up. And so this is the thing, as I look back at some of my stuff that I've done in the past, and I can see and I can feel where I've given portions of myself up. And that's a good example of you. What you just said is that you thought it was a bit sappy at times.
Yeah.
And I get that. I understand it. It's kind of, it is what it is though, because it's also a song that a lot of people really
yeah.
love. And
well, it was
I think it's pretty powerful.
Definitely.
As a song.
I agree too. And you know, it's, whether it's music, whether you're an interior decorator, whether you're a baker, whatever you are, whatever you want to do, whatever your passions are, things are always going to be influenced by things that you're influenced by. And by people. So, I mean, that's just how it goes. And both Cheryl and I had music solo careers before. We were in Hologram together before we did the radio show. And you're going to hear one of my songs and you're going to hear one of Cheryl's songs soon. But basically, we just really want to come together with you all today as our last kind of platform with BBS. And just give a
say
little...
Say thank you,
say
too.
Say thank you, yeah. And also, if you have any memories from the show or anything about your favorite, feel free to text us.
Well, speaking of that, I've got a text here. Actually, not a text.
Tweet.
I've got a tweet from our dear Bob, at Freaking Annoyed. Thank you for tweeting, Bob. He says, one thing about HG songs is the catchy choruses. You can't get them out of your head. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
And he also said, The Fusion, such a great song, major chills always. Thank you for that, too. I know that that's one of your favorite songs, and I like it for... it's almost... I can't describe it. For those of you who are singer-songwriters or songwriters, musicians, you realize that the songs... It's almost as if they're already there and you're just kind of the person who's catalysting them
yeah.
somewhere. And I try not to tell a song what it should be because I'm kind of thinking you're already created. Mm-hmm. I'm just not aware of it. It's like a time travel kind of experience.
But that's exactly what Tori Amos used to say.
Really?
Like this, I saw this interview with her and she said something exactly like that.
Maybe we should be friends.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, this big silver cord comes from the sky. And
oh, I think that's cool. Like, that she says silver cord. I believe in the cord that it grounds us. But no, I just really truly believe that we take far too much credit in some areas of our life, and some areas we don't take enough credit. And it's about finding balance. Like, who am I in all of this? And as an artist, where am I in the writing of a song or creation of a song? And the fusion just happened. Like, even that part, that speak part, mm-hmm. I didn't write anything down. I just said it.
Yeah.
When we were recording, there was nothing. It just came out of me. Even the Bee Gees, when I was doing the different parts, that mm-hmm. just all came out. So I'm just kind of, you know, you have a bit of reverence for what?
I distracted her, but you know what? Reverence. We're best friends. For she still a song, loves me.
And we have some of the of our songs that we've created that are our favorites, and that's what we want to share with you. And I want you to. We were solo artists prior to meeting. Ash, you talk about your song. Your what was it called? Your album?
Well, I had an album out called "This Time I'll Forgive You Again." I had done it in 2005, and which is a long time ago now, but it's just kind of stuck with me, and it's made a lot more progress than I thought it would. I wish that it would have made more, because I was sick for a while after I had just gotten, you know, ready to really push it, and I just had really just put myself into it with a lot of help from my dad too. He played drums and stuff, and we're going to play a song for you, and then we're going to play that song for my album. I think we're going to play track one. It's called Glamour Glamour, and then we have a call on the other line, or we'll figure something out after. We're just going to play the song first, Glamour Glamour.
Was Glamour Glamour from Ash Riot's solo album called This Time I'll Forgive You Again. It was recorded in 2005, released 2005. It's still available on CD Baby as well as through iTunes. So her whole album is fantastic. She's an amazing talent, as
Thank
you can
you.
Tell. I'm kind of laughed a little bit when I'm hearing you scream. I'm thinking that must have hurt your voice.
No.
Really?
Yeah, I was used to it.
It sounded like it hurt you.
No, I was screaming with the diaphragm.
Oh, were you?
I sure was.
Wow, way to go. To scream.
Yeah.
Why did you pick that song to share?
That was my most exciting one. I had mostly everything written for the album, and I didn't know what I wanted to put first, or I was toying between that one and Liar with a Black Heart, which I was in a band called Glory Whore for a while, and they ended up covering the song as well. But Glamour, Glamour, it was kind of one of the last songs I had written, I think, in order of the album. There was a couple more that I had was just toying with, and I put those on there as well. But Glamour, Glamour was what made me go, yeah, I'm really excited to do this album, and I decided to put it first.
So what is that song about?
That was just about having friends that had your back but really didn't. And it was almost like they thought that they had it all planned out, everything was all together, they were in the right and you were in the wrong. And really, you're looking at their behavior going, do you not see how absolutely crazy that logic is?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're completely screwing up your life, and I'm actually trying to do something a little bit more constructive with mine, and I'm getting the flack. Like, that's what that song's about. It's just kind of looking at different boundaries and different balances of friendships, and sometimes they're just really uneven, and that's about a group of friends I had.
Cool. Yeah. Well, that album garnered a lot of attention, and Ash has explained in the past why she abandoned her project. And when we first met, we were actually working on getting a second album out, because I was working on my second album when we met, and we were getting you to get your stuff out, because we're just such big fans of yours, thinking mm-hmm. you're fantastically talented.
Thank you.
And then we ended up deciding on doing the Hologram project, and that's kind of what we focused on the last, I can't believe, 4 years now.
4 years, I can't believe it either.
Holy cow.
Time flies. I mean, we've been with these people for 4 years.
I know. It's awesome.
It's wonderful.
I'm going to share my song from my self-titled album. I never did give it a title. I was instructed that you don't put titles on your debut albums. Had I done it in my own and done what I wanted to, I would have put a title on it. See, there's another example of listening to people tell you what to do and you're going against what you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, there's still a couple things that I'm not totally jazzed about, but overall, it's wonderful to be able to create something, to co-create something, and have something that you can say, hey, this is a little piece of me. And this is from my self-titled album, which I released in 2009, spring of 2009, officially released, and it's called All Dark Places.
There are places in my heart, from the space where love was torn apart, and these places are waiting for you. Unhealed spaces in my heart, from the place where faith and hope departed, unhealed spaces are waiting for you. Consecrate my soul. Give the black hooded man with the razor sharp tongue. Purify the desire that I see.
Yes. Yes, that song is awesome.
Thank you.
I've put that on mixtapes. I've put that one. I've plugged that one quite a lot. That's a good song. The production, the vocals, the lyrics.
So I have to give a shout out. It was a song idea that I went to Kevin with, and he got his friend Yanni Physis on board. And the demo was created with Tony Chamberlist, and he came up with the idea for that breakdown in the middle, which is kind of Revolution number 9, Beatle-ish, which I really loved it, and reversed some of the vocals and whatnot. It was pretty cool what he did, and it was his idea that we took to Yanni, and then we did that in the studio, and Yanni became a co-writer as a result of his contributions to that song. So again, like what I'm saying is, it takes a lot of us to create something, and
yeah.
And I want to give credit where credit is due. And that song was my love child, because it was about my own experience with darkness and depression and addiction and rape and all of that in there. And I just, it was a song of hope. And that's why I wrote it. I wrote the lyrics, and it was all about coming away from the darkness and getting into light, you know, making our lives anew, mm-hmm. Because we all can, no matter, I know there's a lot of tragedies that a lot of people have gone through in their lives, and it feels like it's hopeless and you can never get out of it. And a lot of people will actually end up committing suicide to escape the pain. And that to me is even a greater tragedy. And I went to that place too, where I didn't want to be here. And I just wanted to share that my own personal experience, so that people also could have hope for themselves. And that's what that song's about for me. Yeah. Thank you. Clap, 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 clap.
That's amazing. Yeah. We're so excited to be able to continue with music and to continue on, you know, even more endeavors. Like, Cheryl's got more stuff coming up that she's going to be starting to do on the web that you're going to be excited about.
Well, Hologram is definitely, We've got some irons in the fire, as we've said before, and you know, sometimes it takes longer than you think it will to have mm-hmm. things come to be. And so what we're going to be doing now is, we used to vlog, as you know, some of you would watch our vlogs, and thank you for that. And we stopped those. We took them down off of our site, and we're just basically going to kind of have a revamp. We're going to start doing very similar shows as to what we're doing here. We're going to, you know, kind of go back to, you know,
not video vlogs. I mean, no, we probably will, but just,
yeah,
audio.
Kind of a little bit of that, a little bit of, you know, we're going to continue doing what we're doing, sharing what we're passionate about, not only our music, but also our world viewpoints.
And I think we have to. I mean, I was thinking about that today when you were saying, okay, I was thinking about a lot, that we can't really stop this radio show. Because people, there's too many people who keep telling us that it's really important to them.
Well,
and that means a lot to
us, that, because we get to connect with you.
Exactly, we get to connect with you, and it's great. I mean, we've had amazing callers, we've had amazing listeners, we've had, you know, even accidental callers who end up. You
I
know,
was thinking about that. Yeah. That guy from the States,
the drum guy.
Yeah, he stumbled on our show. He was thinking he was going to have another show, and then he ended up being a caller. And we had a fabulous conversation with him. It was awesome. That was great.
Yeah, it's great.
So
we have a special caller who has a special song. My mom has been a very important part of this radio show, calling in, giving her 2 cents, and it's always entertaining, fun, and insightful. Welcome to the Hologram Radio Show on BBS for the last time. Jenna Schramm, Ash's mom.
It's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom. Where? It's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom. Where? It's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom, it's Ash's mom. Line one.
There you go, Janice. Line one. Hello.
Hello and goodbye.
I just wanted
to say congratulations on 4 years of success. And every time a door closes, a window of opportunity opens. And you guys are too good and too talented to stop. You guys have to. Truly, I've heard it from so many people, and you guys, this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. The oyster is just starting to open for you guys. So I just wanted to say that and tell you I love you and how much I've enjoyed your shows.
Thank you so much, guys.
I'm going to let you guys go because I don't want to tear up here and make a fool of myself. So you guys
thank you, Jen, and
enjoy the rest of your show.
Thank you for being an important part of it
and helping lots of people with your talks, too.
Oh, thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye, Janice. Thank you.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
on the B side, not the other side, the B side. This is the A side. We got a B side.
Okay. We love you.
Love you, Janice, too.
Bye. I was just thinking about Janice. Janice has been a regular part of this show, and we developed that song for her because she became like our sidekick, like Howard Stern's Robin. And I remember we went to Aberdeen, Washington, and we actually went on a trip with Janice, and we were
in Aberdeen.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And we had to do a show.
We were in the Best Value Inn on where were we first at? Or where
I don't remember the address.
We were at the America's Best Value Inn, right on like the busiest, which is not busy, street of Aberdeen.
Well, yeah, for Aberdeen it's busy. It's changed since, you know, years ago. They never used to have one-way streets, and now they do.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, we did a show from Aberdeen, from our hotel room, our motel room in
Aberdeen.
Some
one-way streets.
Yeah. But that was a one-way street.
Yeah, that
was
a one-way street.
Yeah, we were on a one-way street. It never used to be a one-way street. And, so Janice was there, and we did this wonderful, we talked about death. Do you remember that?
I remember. That was amazing.
Yeah.
I remember we had microwave spaghetti and bagged salad, and we had, like, the greatest time. Like, it was such, that's a really good memory, actually, for the radio show. We were down by the Wishka River, and it was just pouring rain, and it was October, so there was tons of leaves all over the ground, and then we were going back to this radio show soaking wet and having showers and then eating this microwave spaghetti, and then she was actually, I think that show was called something like When Life Gives You Lemons or something.
Yeah, something like that.
It was really great to have my mom actually be a guest on that show and do it from Aberdeen.
Yeah.
And that was really cool. That was probably one of my favorite shows because I know that especially Aberdeen is special to you and special to all of us. And
yeah. We're all huddled around your computer.
It was great.
At our Best Value Inn room.
Which was actually really nice. It was a little creepy, like, around that area because I don't know if any of you have ever been to Aberdeen, but it's very, very, very much like a middle America, really kind of poverty-stricken in area, some areas.
There are some, yeah.
And it was just pretty intense, but, I mean, it was really cool. Really cool to bring our energy into that little Best Value Inn.
Yeah, the three of us. We went on a ladies' road trip.
Yeah.
We have another tweet. Thank you very much to Bob at Freaking Annoyed for saying this. First of all, he let you know, Ash's album is also on Amazon and Spotify.
Oh, wonderful.
And I think my album's on Amazon. I know for sure. I don't know about Spotify. So thank you for that. So Ash's album is available also on Amazon and Spotify. And also, he said this. Happy, sad, funny, profound, always enlightening. Thanks for the 4 years.
Aww, that's so nice.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you to all our wonderful listeners.
Thank you for listening, Bob, and for being such a part of our hologram family, because you know you are our dear friend, and we're definitely doing that David Letterman show. And if David Letterman isn't on it, I guess he's not.
I want to be on Ellen.
We're doing the,
I want to be on Ellen one day.
The Fallon show, isn't it?
No, Ellen.
No, I'm just saying. I didn't finish my sentence. Oh. You interjected.
I am the best interrupter.
Wanting to be in the Ellen show. Yeah. So, whatever. Whenever we make it, we're going to have Bob be our guest guitarist.
Craigslist. He was awesome as
Jimmy
Morrison.
Jimmy Fallon, yeah.
That was so funny.
Oh, my goodness. Random things. What else? I mean, it's just...
This is our last, 5 minutes on the air.
Yeah.
And...
I don't know. It feels... I'm sad. I'm really sad. It feels like a part of me is being kind of taken away. It's an odd feeling. It's been a regular part of our lives for 4 years. We've done this bi-weekly show, and we are very grateful. Aw. We just got a little text from our dear Doug Newsom, who is engineering our show today in California, and he's just said no time limit today. What a sweetheart.
Aw, it's okay if we go a couple minutes
then,
over.
That's wonderful. Thank you. Then we can actually play our other songs for,
Maybe we will. We'll play our other two songs that we have so you guys can listen to it.
Well, we purposely picked out, I asked Ash what were two songs that she wanted to play from her album, and I picked out my two songs because they're my favorite songs of my particular album. And I want to introduce your next song. I don't know anything about it.
It's called It's Still Raining.
I know it's what it's called, but I don't know what it's about. Maybe you want to talk about it after it plays, or do you want to do it before?
I'll preface it, I guess. Okay. I am really, 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 really bad at being in relationships. I am very happy to be single for the past 4 years and more. I am so completely happy. Celibate, I'm so happy being completely single. I love it because I hate drama. I really don't have time to give anyone. I'm completely spread thin. And this song explains why I am not good at relationships. My heart is on my sleeve. I'm a total emo kid and I'm just lovesick all the time. And it's so much better for me to be married to music.
I've never known anyone who has a heart who is more pure, and I say this with...
Thank you.
I'm serious. This is not... There's no tongue-in-cheek here. This is me being completely serious. If I could convey to everyone out there, I've never met anybody in my entire life ever who has a heart as pure as yours.
Why, thank you.
And as honest and as open and as willing as your heart. You're just an extraordinary person. And
thank you.
If anybody who knows you personally, they would say the same thing about you, people who know you. And for those of you who are fans of Ash, you're the fan of a fabulous lady. She truly is. Not only is she amazingly talented as a musician, but she's an extraordinary human being. So
I paid her to say all that. And all my students are going to start calling in now too. I paid them. You get a free lesson.
Free lesson. What do I get then? No, you didn't pay me.
No, I didn't pay her.
From my heart to your heart. So we're going to listen to another of Ash's song from her album, This Time I'll Forgive You Again. This one's called
It's Still Raining.
I'm over done and I'm over ready.
That was It's Still Raining from Ash Riot's album, This Time I'll Forgive You Again.
See?
Available on Amazon and Spotify. Thank you, Bob.
That is how my... Yeah, thanks, Bob. We love you. Yeah, see, that is how my head works. Yeah.
Is it still raining today, Ash?
No.
I'm happy that it's not raining in your life.
I'm happy. I'm such a wonderfully quiet recluse. I really only ever come out when I absolutely need to.
When you have to do a radio show and teach.
Yeah, and I teach music, and pretty much my students are my social... I sound like such a... I don't know. I just think it's safer inside.
You're so much broader than that. But I know. I like how you're so self-deprecating in a really funny way. You're a true, genuine comedian.
I know. Thank you. You are too. And I, before... So I think we should... send off the show with your song called My Body Bends.
All right, well, I guess this is a goodbye. I'll just tell you a little bit about the song. I wrote this song after I had a dream. And it's interesting how I'm a big believer in dreams and the power of dreams. And if you connect with your dreams, you can get a lot of answers. A lot of us are asking for answers or ideas or understanding or inspiration. And a lot of it can be found in our dreams. And I was dreaming about myself. I was seeing myself from above me, and I was watching me. And I was lying on the ground, and I was surrounded by red pieces of glass. And I was taking my arms and just trying to kind of sweep the glass. It's almost as if I was sweeping these shards somehow together. And the way I read that dream is that there was an aspect of myself that I was bringing back together. The red to me was almost symbolic of love or a heart itself. And just wanting to kind of understand the broken pieces of me. And I think all of us can relate, because I think all of us have broken pieces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're wanting to be whole. I think the majority of us, our intention is to be whole. And I think that my definition of being whole has changed throughout my life. And I think it's important for us to be open and not see ourselves as damaged. I think sometimes we can kind of look at ourselves and go, holy shit, I'm a damaged individual because I've had this happen to me and that happen to me, and this person has abused me and that person has said these horrible things to me. And, you know, some things we take personally, we take other people's pain on as our own. And I think it's imperative that we recognize the separation. While we are still one, we are still separate, and we get to do with what we have. What we want to do with it. And I think that's what this body, the body bends, that's what kind of came from my dream, and it became a poem that became a song. So I want to say good night, goodbye. We love you.
We love you
so much.
Thank you so much. And we'll keep you posted too. Like, just check on hollow-gram.com. I'm going to be updating that and keeping that kind of together for all of you. So just keep checking back there and kind of use that as your home base for any news about us.
Yeah.
And also
we'll
our Facebook. We're going to be opening an Instagram as well. So just keep checking back.
We'll stay in touch. And then we also are continuing to write and record. And we've got some really cool things that we're embarking on. So we'll be getting more music out to you in the near future. Mm-hmm. So excited about that too.
We love BBS. We love Don.
We love you, Don.
All our callers, all our friends. Kiss a tree. Keep kissing them.
Kiss a tree and connect with trees. Connect with all nature, each other. Forgive the black hooded man with the razor sharp tongue.
And you know who else was an important part of our show? We have to thank Travis.
Our dear Travis, who passed away last May, our rescue, who was such a big part of this show. He's still with us in spirit.
And he is my everything, that little
he's
boy.
He's wonderful. So thank you, everyone. We love you. Bless you. Here is
My Body Bends.
My Body Bends.
My body bends in attempts to mend the shattered pieces of red that lay around my head. Silently waiting for my mind's crude awakening. awakening to be misread. Time's presence reaches to the sun. With my blood spilled in vain for the quest.